Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple traveling back from Las Vegas. Bill Bush out fishing. I am Jake Sorensen with Terrell Farley joining me for yesterday and today for the show. Appreciate Farley's help. Former Husker, of course, Hall of Famer, and the co-host of Bach and the Blackshirt Weekly from 1 to 3 p.m. on the Ticket. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We will have some audio from Tony Petitti here in a second, Farley. Before that, though, we had a text on the text line from Wyatt from Alma. Says this. Farley, in college, two-part question. Number one, who is the toughest running back for you to tackle? Is there a clear answer for you on that, Farley?
Well, it'll be for us or...
For you. It said for you. Who was the toughest running back for you, Terrell Farley, to tackle?
Probably Troy Davis.
Iowa State.
Yeah, a guy was probably 5'9", 200 pounds. But when you blitz, he could pack a punch if he got his hands on you. Like, if he catch you slipping, he's going to knock you down. But he's probably one of the hardest running backs I probably faced in college. For real.
Would anybody contend with him for that honor?
Well, nobody contends with Lawrence Phillips. You know?
Well, that's a teammate. Yeah.
I know that's my teammate, but I didn't want to hit him.
I get that.
You know, because of his size, and he's a bruiser.
He's a truck out there.
Yeah, he's a bruiser. But it got to be Troy Davis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then second part was, who was the best quarterback you faced in college when you played?
Oh, let's see. It's a hard one. It's easy, but hard. Probably Jake Plummer.
Okay.
Even though I picked him off for a pick 7, but he came back the year after that. I didn't play that game, but the way he played in the 96 year, he was best probably. He's the best probably that I played in college.
Jake Plummer, story on him real quick. Me and Jay Foreman were last year at media at Super Bowl Radio Row for the entire week, and Jay took me to a party with former players like LaDainian Tomlinson, Larry Centers, Jake Plummer was there. Ed Too Tall Jones was there. And Jake Plummer sat down with us the next day at Radio Row. And we asked him about, do you hear from Nebraska fans who chirp at you? He's like, oh, all the time. They still are not happy with me for what I did to Nebraska in that win against the Huskers. So he's still very proud of that, by the way, Farley, that win against Nebraska.
Blame that on Scott Frost.
Oh, okay. Well, might as well. Well, kick him while he's down, Farley.
Might as well. You couldn't score a point that game, so.
Apparently not. So, there you go. That's Farley's toughest running back, Troy Davis. Toughest quarterback, Jake Plummer, Arizona State.
Yeah.
Good NFL career, by the way, for Jake Plummer.
Yeah.
Cardinals, Broncos.
Somebody asked Danny Wolf. Nah, we got to him too easily. He was rattled by the time we finished with him.
Okay. 464-5685, call or text as always. Tony Petitti, Big Ten commissioner, was speaking at the podium to begin media days yesterday. I don't have all the audio from him, but he was saying, basically, he defended the idea of the Big Ten having four AQs. He says, and I like this, Farley, and in terms, if you're trying to defend your conference, if your job as the commissioner of the Big Ten or the SEC or the ACC is to do the best for your conference. You might think what's best for college football. He might say what's best for me is best for me, and that's best for college football. He says, I want 4-8 Houston. And he says the good point was he wants games to matter all the way through November. Because if you have several teams alive for a playoff berth, you've got maybe 6 to 7 teams in the Big Ten that think we got a chance at the playoff all the way through November, how is that bad for anybody? It gives everybody a chance more than, hey, your season's over in early October. You lost too many games. You're done. Go play for pride. Go play for a bowl game. He wants the four teams and having, you know, almost a play-in game to the playoff from his conference, so more games matter all the way through November. And what's wrong with that, Farley? Is there any opposition that you would have to that as a commissioner trying to build this conference up to as good as it possibly can be?
Well, talking as a football fan, I just want the best 16 teams out there. I mean, yeah, the schedules does matter, and we got to realize that we're not going to fix it until the scheduling is fixed. You know, if you keep playing these easy games, you know, that's going to, you know, strength of schedule is going to go down. So I don't want a team that can be 10-2 during the regular season and go get their butt kicked in the first round of the playoffs because they didn't play anybody.
Right.
That's what's going to continue to happen if we continue to let this SEC thing happen.
Yes. And the SEC is still not sold on going to 9 conference games. And here was Tony Petitti did talk about that in terms of is it a must in your mind that power conferences play the same amount of conference games? Here is Tony Petitti, Big Ten commissioner, on that from yesterday to kick off things in Vegas for Media Days.
Yeah, so first, it's not a must. Each league will decide what they think the best conference schedule is for them. I think in a system where you have allocated spots, I think in talking to our athletic directors and coaches, I don't think we really care how many conference games any league is playing because you're qualified off your conference standings. That's sort of up to you to run your own league and decide how you want to do it. But when you get to a system that's increasing the at-larges and increasing the work of a selection committee, that's when you need to understand like how we're competing in the regular season. Like, look, at the end of the day, it's really simple math. With 18 schools and 9 conferences, you know, we're losing 9 more games to start. And so at the end of the day, I think it's really relevant. So will we consider, more at-larges? Like right now, I think the first thing is to really understand what everybody's doing in their conference schedule. But there's a second really critical part, which I mentioned in my remarks, which is what are we doing to get the selection process right? So I think those two things go hand in hand. First is how many conference games are we playing? And then secondly, what's the selection process going to be? People have talked about improving the committee's work. I believe the committee does a great job with what they have, and I've yet to hear any member tell me that more data will make the job easier. They have a lot of things in front of them. We went through a mock selection. We saw it. And so I just think those two things have to go hand in hand. First is the conference games. But, again, if you go back to an allocated system, then I don't think we really care about how many conference games anybody plays.
This goes back also, Farley. You mentioned what we played Kurt Cignetti audio earlier in the show, saying, listen, if the SEC is not going to play these tough conference games, and again, and a lot of these teams do play one tough game. The SEC usually has one tough non-con game and maybe some 3 cupcakes. So, but Cignetti would say, listen, our 9th, that one more conference game is essentially that one tough non-conference game that you have. So we're doing the same philosophy here at Indiana. And I don't know, I like the fact that Petitti stands by the fact that, you know, we should have the same amount of conference games all the way across college football. If you want to make it a fair process in selection for the playoff, then we should all be uniform.
Well, I think
in how they schedule, at least conference wise.
I don't know. Sometimes I think the commissioners are doing too much in football. They need to just sit back and be the commissioners and let the football teams decide this on the football field. You know, and all the politics we're putting in college football is not like the college football we grew up on.
Yes.
They just want too much. You know, the SEC wants this many. The Big Ten wants this many. The Big 12 wants this many. Hey, let's just go out here and play the game of football and let the voters decide who gets in. Get your committee. Get 10, 11, 12 guys, how many of you want. Let them figure out a formula to correct this thing, and let's just play football. Get tired of hearing from the SEC commissioner. Get tired of hearing from the Big Ten commissioner. They just guys who get paid a lot of money.
They were just on the same page last month, and now they're not anymore because of you know, I guess conflict with the ACC and the Big 12. We're trying to get the 5+11, and Sankey says we want that now as well. Even though he was just weeks prior saying the Big 10 and the SEC are on board with 4 AQs each, and it changed.
Yeah.
Overnight. So I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see these conferences get all on the same page. Most of them are on the 5+11, but I don't think Petiti is trending that way yet at this point.
Well, he needs to do something.
Well, he is doing something. He's standing firm in what he's saying, but he's the only one
by himself.
But guess what? He's
when you vote,
even Sankey's like, listen, if we can't get this all uniform, we don't need to go to 16 teams. We can keep it at 12.
I think 16 is better.
I don't think Petiti. Well, it might be.
More is better.
But that's the point. If you can't agree on how you get to 16 teams, then keep it where it's at until you can. Because Petiti is not saying, we like it as it was this past year.
Well, you get a group besides the commissioners, and you see what formula best works for college football.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need the commissioners to do it. I mean, you can get a group of people and let them decide how it should be. I mean, as long as we get the 16 best teams in college football in a playoff system, that works better for me.
I stand by the fact I don't understand. Help me out, Nebraska fans. If how can Nebraska fans be on board with the 5+11? If you get 4 AQs in the Big Ten, that is Nebraska's best path to the playoffs. If it goes to 16 teams,
yeah.
It's 4 teams. If you're going 5+11, you're not guaranteed 4 teams in the conference. There's a very strong chance you get that. Very yeah. strong chance, but not a guarantee. Every conference goes through down years.
If you go 5-11, you most likely helping out the SEC.
Absolutely.
More than
they
anything.
Want more than 4. They want like 16
teams.
They're
going to probably get 16
teams. 6-7
one
teams.
Year.
That's why they want that model, because it gives them more of a chance versus the 4.
Yeah. Why don't you just do the 4 and 12?
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, they want, yeah, I don't know, but Nebraska, I get you, Farley, but yeah, Nebraska fans should want the 4 AQs to stand, because it's just going to be really tough. I mean, maybe some years the Big Ten does get 5 teams, and that's great, and it works out, but being a top 4 team or at least in Petitti's eyes, having being a top six team and having a playoff to get in those top, you know, the top four seeds for the Big Ten to make the playoff is would be fun to have a potential, you know, one game scenario where if you're in, if you win, you're in. If you lose, you don't make the playoff from the Big Ten.
I really want to fix it, Jake. I'm just confused about the whole situation.
Man, well, it is confusing.
Yeah. Let's just play football.
Let's play football. Well, you know who wants to play football, Farley? Dylan Raiola. He was at Media Days yesterday and, of course, looked pretty fly, as the kids say, in his attire. Courtesy of our sponsor of Media Days, Gary Michaels Clothiers. They looked good out there. Dylan was talking to the media, and he's got some big goals for this season. Here is Raiola. I think he was with 10-11 News on this one. What is the ceiling for this year's team via Dylan Raiola yesterday at Media Days?
National championship, and that's not me just saying it to be cliche, but that's what we've been working for all offseason. Our goals have been set on that, and every single guy in that locker room understands that. So that's what we're going to shoot for, and anything less won't be a failure, but it's just that's just not what our standard was.
Raiola, championship is the ceiling this year, Farley. Mm-hmm. Mm. Hey, listen, Indiana made the playoff last year. They had an actual chance at the championship. Lost the first game, but they were in the playoff. So they could say that. Why can't Nebraska say that?
Been hearing it for years.
He did say, if we don't get there, it's not a failure. This last part here. Hang on to this part.
That's what we're going to shoot for, and anything less won't be a failure, but it's just that's just not what our standard was.
Well, you know, they have different expectations. My first one would be trying to win the Big Ten. Or trying to stay in playoff contention. So you want to do that, but like you say, one game at a time. You know, everybody has high standards, but you really got to work hard to get those standards. And hopefully we've proven our point that we really worked this offseason.
Right. I agree on that. Now, here's Raiola Moore on that for Media Days. He was saying, talks about his improving his running and closing games. We keep talking about close games. Matt Rhule brought it up time and time again. Dylan Raiola about improving running and helping to close games from yesterday at Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas.
I know the fans will love this, but running. Yeah. I'm going to be excited to run a lot more this year. I've been training my butt off to, you know, run and be quicker and faster. But no, I think just the overall, like, winning moments when the game comes down to the line, because every game we played was close. And it's either you make the play to win the game or you don't make the play and you lose the game. So being able to put ourselves in position to do that has been a big focus.
Now, there was a big tizzy, I'd say, from Nebraska fans back in February or March when Raiola was seen at a Nebraska basketball game in a tight shirt. It appeared to have a gut of sorts. If you saw him yesterday, he looked like he's pretty fit. Whatever he had in February, March, I think that's disappeared. And he just said early on that he wants to run the ball more this year. Now, Dana Holgerson's offense is, I don't recall being a very QB run heavy. Maybe I'm wrong on that in the past, where in different schools where he's been at with Houston and prior to that, but in West Virginia. But Farley, is that something you want to see, is more running from Dylan this year? Or at least more scrambling from him?
Yeah, scrambling at the right time. I mean, there's plenty of games we see that third and three, he probably could have took off and got that them 3 yards. But at the same time, hope he's a better slider this year than he was last year, you know, trying to get out of the pocket and don't really, because if you look at the bowl game, that he probably not asked for the hit, but it was a righteous hit.
Yes, yes. Bill O'Brien still yelling about that. Came on the field, was very upset about that. I think Dylan had a little comment after that as well, which he didn't like that, I believe.
Well, if you're gonna get hit, you put yourself in a position to get hit. You can't get mad at the opposing team. Now,
right.
If a quarterback wants to fight, you better get your quarterback before he get hurt.
That's
because
true.
I played on the defense. If a quarterback's gonna be up under the pile, we're gonna torture you up under the pile.
Yeah, you liked that, didn't you?
What, under the pile?
Yeah.
Oh man, it sounds like an emergency room up under our pile. If you heard the guys hollering, like when I played, if you hear a guy like, oh, like, and you look and you see one of your guys twisting their ankles or gnawing at them or something, that's up under the pile stuff. Okay. I'm kind of claustrophobic, so I have to try to get up out of the pile.
I would not like it being on the pile with people on the top. It'd be tough to breathe down there.
It is. It is, especially if you're claustrophobic like me. Like, I hate being up under the pile. I like somebody
get out, breathe.
Get up and hurry up.
What if the football's like under your gut? That means you're getting the wind knocked out of you again.
I have did that before.
Yeah,
I sacked the quarterback, and somehow he rolled on my stomach and knocked the wind out of me.
And you get a pile on top of you, too.
Yeah, and I got a pile. Then Christian Peters tried to pick me up.
I can't breathe, Christian. Yeah,
Put me down. That's what I told him. Like, and now let me go out the game.
Yes, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
More from Dylan Raiola. The competitive level of this year's team from Media Days yesterday, Raiola.
He has to tell us to slow down, which is a good thing to have, I think. But, you know, guys just, like, they compete so hard on the field for 3 hours of practice. And we get in the locker room, it's like, that's my brother. I'm going to be my brother's keeper. So I don't know how that, like, really works for a human brain to kind of, like, want to beat each other up all practice and then, you know, come together after. But I think that's special and makes us unique.
You perked up, Farley.
What'd you say?
You perked up there a little bit.
You got to beat each other up at practice.
There
you
go.
You don't have anybody else to beat up.
Yeah, you perked up on that one.
I mean, it's called war. It's called war. It's called who's better. And when we went one-on-ones, it was a war out there. Yeah, we had fights, but we're not going to take it into the locker room. We leave it all on the field. And ones-on-ones is 13. We went 13 plays every Wednesday, ones against ones. Mm-hmm. Worst day of my life because, you know.
And that offense was good.
And our defense was good. Yep. It was a battle of, like, two beasts that come together. And we had fights every time we did it. I mean, we had to stop it a couple of days. We had to stop it early a couple of times because after three plays, the whole team was fighting.
Yeah.
And that brought us together tougher because we wanted to be better than the offense and the offense wanted to be better than us. It's just good old competition. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Urban Meyer had, what, Bloody Tuesday at Ohio State. I mean, Nebraska fans have been saying we want to have that kind of competition at practice in Nebraska. And the concern has been, well, injuries. You don't want to get your guys hurt, but that's a part of football.
You only get injured in football when you're scared. You know, when you're not scared and you know, like one on one is like playing in a game. When you go ones against ones, it's like playing in a real game. And I mean, you want the best of the best. You want to, you know, that's it. Scout team can't do what the number ones do. So that's why you're not going to be a great team if you're going to go against the scout team every day and not go one-on-one at least once a week.
Here's one more from Raiola on terms of what will the offense be like this year in the first full year of Dana Holgorsen as OC. Dylan Raiola.
Yeah, I think explosive. That's cliche, but I don't really know any other way to put it. Coach Holgorsen's been vacationing all July, so it's kind of been our show running it, but it's been fun. Like, the guys know what we want. I know what they want, and so we just got to go out there and execute.
Dylan Raiola, Nebraska quarterback, at Media Days yesterday in Vegas. Nebraska is done with Media Days. They're back here in Lincoln today. But I thought, again, we talked before the show yesterday, or during the show yesterday, Farley. What did you want to hear? What did you not want to hear? Now, Dylan did say the ceiling for the team is the national title. He didn't say we expect to be there. We it's that or bust. He didn't say that. So I think that we didn't hear anything dumb said by Nebraska. It was Matt Rhule was fantastic at the podium. The players were good with us on the show. Dylan was good with us on the show as well. I don't think you walk away with, hey, Nebraska put out some dumb bulletin board material, which was the goal for Nebraska yesterday. So they did their job.
They did okay.
Oh, they did just did okay.
You know,
what do you have a problem with?
More about I don't have a problem with anything. I just want to hear more from the guys that. How, you know, the workout system this summer, how y'all, you know, building this bun together, you know, how's the defense going to click together? How, you know,
we'll hear more of that throughout fall practice. It hasn't started yet. It starts next week.
I know.
He did say that Dana's been gone all July though, vacationing.
Well, he has to take a vacation.
That's right.
Get your mind right and come back. Yeah. You know,
fall camp begins next week.
But I want to know the real stuff, the running game. How's this running game going to be? You know, if you don't have that running game, then it's going to be a long season. You can't throw the ball 50 times a game and win at Nebraska, can you, Jake?
No. We've tried that with, you know, Tanner Lee and Joe Daly. didn't work out. Before we get to break, a question from Bada Bing on YouTube. Farley says, one thing I always hear about the Osborne teams, practices were so hard that the game was the easy part. Is that true, Farley?
Yeah, it's just so many stations we had to go through. You know, you had run station, pass station. You know, I think one thing about Coach Osborne and Coach McBride was they really studied the game. When you know the third down tendencies, when you know the second and 10, when you know what are they going to do when the ball is on this hash line, what are they good for in short yardage defense. Like, we studied the game more than anybody studied the game, because you gotta know who you're going against, first of all, when you're playing college football. You got to know who's that guy right there. What are they doing with this guy so much that makes him great? So we studied the game. What are their weak points? You know, one thing you got to have in college football is good communication. And when I say good communication, the first series of the game, Jake, when you come off that field, that coach got to be in your face, and he said, hey, what do you guys see that we didn't show you?
Mm-hmm.
What's so special? What are they doing that we didn't show you at practice? You got to have that communication the first series of the game, because if you don't, now you're putting your guys in a situation where they don't understand what's going on. You know, like, you got to figure out, like, what's the way – how can we beat this team without beating ourselves? Easy question.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's all about studying the game of football.
So you're saying that the hard part was practice and the game was easier.
Well, the hard part was you know, that we was a great team.
We were a national championship level team.
Our scout team was even, you know, those guys.
When Nebraska was deep, we knew that.
Yeah, those guys pushed us. Those walk-on guys, they wanted to make a name for themselves, so they didn't just let you just run in there. And, I mean, some days we had to beat you up because you didn't do it right. You know, but, you know, just being a team player, everybody has to buy in on everything. You know, special teams. Guys just wanted to win, and we took winning serious.
When we come back, Farley, we go back to Big Ten Media Days. Some comments from Maryland head coach Mike Locksley on NIL causing some issues in the locker room. What a shocker. That's next, an early break on the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NEPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You're invited to Valentino's big jumbo anniversary party, and we've got a gift just for you. On Thursday, July 31st, only buy one jumbo 16-inch pizza at a regular price and get a second pizza free. Hamburger or cheese pizza only on original crust. It's our way of saying thanks for sharing Valentino's tradition for over 68 years. Celebrate with a slice of Valentino's tradition.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.